we say goodbye, but only until next week. We look forward to having you join us next time on Modern Jazz Today, where we will be presenting today's artists, cutting their teeth and cutting the edge of sound. Join myself, Carrie Gaffney, and
Jeff Williams
when it's time to tune in and turn up again. We look forward to it.
Hello, tis I, DJ Tangent. You may know me from episodes of Making Bacon, such as the St. Patrick's Day special, the Homegrown Live preview show, and the Spring Reverb extravaganza. I have my own show now called Numbers with Wings. Join me, and I will take you on a voyage through garage rock, punk, post-punk, cowpunk, Paisley Underground, and more, all viewed through my, some say, unique perspective. I will be broadcasting live on CFRC 101.9 FM Sundays from 2 to 3 p.m. and on CFRC.ca a few seconds later, or you can check it out at your leisure. Good day. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, coming to you from the lower level of Carruthers Hall, Queen's University, Kingston, Ontario, K7L3N6. My name is DJ Tangent, and this is Numbers with Wings. The opening song you just heard is Numbers with Wings by the Bongos from their 1982 album, Drums Along the Hudson. So this is my new show. My only show, I guess. So normally you'd wait until you run out of ideas later on in the franchise to do the origin story. But we were thinking it would be a good idea to do it at the beginning so you'd have some idea of where the tangents are coming from. So I grew up listening to AM radio in the 1970s. So you can imagine what it was like. Not the rockinest music in the world. But then I got a clock radio that had FM. Whew. I know, it doesn't seem like much now, but it was a lot back then. And I tuned into a Detroit rock station, and the first song I remember hearing was Whole Lotta Love by Led Zeppelin, which really doesn't fit in with the rest of where I'm going, but it's a starting point. So I was in high school by that point, I guess, and made some friends. There was a guy who came over from Sunderland in England, and he had a lot of interesting music, punk stuff from the late 70s, some early 80s things. And then I also had a friend whose older brother provided the other interesting music. I mean, a lot of people get their musical influences from their own older brothers, but as an only child, I didn't have one, so I had to borrow one. And so we are going to carry on with a couple of songs that I got from those people. Here we go.
Everything will be alright when she turns to you and cries. burgers and Woolworths. Wear cheap perfume cause it's all they can afford. Go to discos like you might be sham. Talk to Jen in bingo accents. Saturday's kids play one on bandits. They never win but that's not the point, is it? Giving some a paper when their price goes flat. How about that? That smoke caps the non-filters. All paper lies cause they all die of cancer. What goes on? What goes wrong? Save up that money for a holiday. To Selzy Bill, a record should buy. Think about the future when they're settled down. Allegoric store, they're fine on the way. It is all of real creatures. The time has forgot. Don't give on a thought. It's a system. Houses with V-neck shirts and baggy trousers. Saturday's kids live in council houses with V-neck shirts and baggy trousers.
So that was The Magnificent by The Professionals from their 1981 album Didn't See It Coming. That album has a lovely, lovely album cover. It's a shot of a boxer being punched in the face. Blood, it's messy. The Professionals were a band that Steve Jones and Paul Cook from the Sex Pistols formed after the Sex Pistols broke up. So, yeah. They're in a movie called Ladies and Gentlemen, The Fabulous Stains, where they play themselves more or less in a band called The Looters with Paul Simonon from The Clash on bass and Ray Winstone, a British actor from, well, I guess he's most recently well known for betting ads, as the lead singer. I highly recommend it. And then the second song we heard there was Saturday's Kids by The Jam from their 1979 album Setting Suns. A band that never quite cracked the North American market. So around that time, I was in high school, and it was around the time MTV started, but there were also like substitute MTV things. There was this particular television show that we used to watch every afternoon right after the PTL club. It was called MV3, and it was from Los Angeles. It was sort of like American Bandstand with videos, people dancing in the audience. They'd have live bands and such, and also a Detroit radio station at that time. For a very brief time in history, it was a glorious, glorious time in the early 80s. WLBS was known as Detroit's New Music, and they played all kinds of alternative stuff, which is where we're going now.
Cross the path and I followed your face. It was hard to believe, it was hard to stray. Yeah.
appear every time you are near. Just like me, they long to be close to you. Like two stars fall down from the skies every time you walk by. Just like me, they long to be close to you. On the day that you were born, the fairies got together and decided to create a dream come true. So they sprinkled in the dust in your hair and golden starlight in your eyes. Motto's always been, when it's right, it's right. Well, we can feel the middle of a cold, dark night. When everything's a little clearer in the light of day. And we know the night is always gonna be here anyway.
With Wings, the origin story, probably going to be volume one, because you don't think an hour, actually, yeah, that balance. You think an hour is going to let you pick a lot of songs, but then you start adding them up, and my God, where'd that hour go? Anyway, what we just heard was Ugly by the Violent Femmes from their 1983 Rough Trade UK single, and the song that perhaps created my love of punkish cover tunes, the Circle Jerks with Golden Shower of Hits. I think it original title is Brackets Jerks on 45, from their album Golden Shower of Hits. Funny that. Anyway, I saw the Circle Jerks in London, Ontario, 1980. Oh my God, 40 years ago. How did I get so old? Anyway, another band that I saw once at Queens. They opened for Squeeze, or The Squeeze. Anyway, you know them. The Tempted by the Fruit of Another, Pulling Muscles from Michelle, all that nonsense. Those guys. This band is the DBs, a band from Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Mid-80s. I actually played this song the very first time I was on CFRC back in, it was that French show back in 86, I think. My God, where has the time gone? Anyway, it's a classic song of heartbreak. It is called Amplifier. Concert that was supposed to be, I'm thinking, at one of the gyms, but there weren't enough ticket sales, and ended up at Alfie's, and there I was, young frosh guy from small town Ontario in the underground pub at Queens, and the band was Katrina and the Waves. Now, I'm not going to play the obvious song, because why would I, right? I'm going to play a song that was written by Kimberly Rue, the lead guitarist of Katrina and the Waves, also a member of the Soft Boys, among others. And it's going to be Going Down to Liverpool. And then I'm going to follow that up with a song by a Canadian band, Chalk Circle, who played at a Welcome Back concert that I think was either January 85 or 86 at the arena. The most significant thing I remember at that concert actually was the Forgotten Rebels, and their pyro was totally unexpected, a lot of their songs have that big E beside them, and I don't quite have the skills yet to make the bad words go away. So maybe sometime in the future when I figure out how to do that, we'll play some Forgotten Rebels. But for now, some Katrina and the Waves and Chalk Circle. All right.
I'm not afraid to die.
'Tis I, DJ Tangent, back again. So, what did we just have? We had Going Down to Liverpool by Katrina and the Waves, and followed by Me, Myself, and I by Chalk Circle. You would never guess that last one was a 1980s song. Nope, never in a million years. Okay, so earlier on, I mentioned a friend of mine in high school, the one from Sunderland, how he introduced me to a lot of cool music. I went off to university here at Queen's in Kingston, Ontario, Canada, K7L 3 and 6, and he and some other friends from high school went to that school in London, you know, the purple one, whatever it's called. But they formed a band there, and also at that time in London, there was a fanzine, if you will, called What Wave, published by a couple named Dave and Rena. I found some issues in my basement, and I'm going to, on a future show, I think, delve into the music on those, because it really brought back some good memories. But they offered, at the start, stickers, and then moved up to cassettes, and I guess by the end of their publication run, they were offering CDs with some of the issues of the magazine. So I have in my hands right now Wave from the Grave, a volume one, I guess. And it's, yep, WW number one. Number 74 of 100 or something. No, 71 of 400. Okay, so there are a lot more of them. Anyway, so my friend's band, friends plural, I guess, they were called V Gates, and their song Halfway There featured on said cassette. Now, that it was on a cassette is fun. When you try and get a cassette into a computer, lots and lots of fun. So, I'm going to attempt this now, which is why this is on the pre-recorded show, because I'd hate to try and do this live. Anyway, bear with me. Here we go.
Just found out the other day that I lost it all along the way. I'm in every place in town. I'm just hanging around. I'm so alone, I just don't care anymore, 'cause now I'm left outside your door.
Seemed to work. Awesome. Yay me. At Queen's, I saw a number of bands, and I did some crazy stuff. Once, a friend of mine, the one I was radio show I was on back in the day, we reviewed an album by the Gruesomes called Tyrants of Teen Trash. And somewhere in my house, I have said journal with the review, and oh my, you ever write things when you're young and read them later and go, oh, weren't you just precious? Anyway, I'm not going to read that on air, but...
Ah! under your spell. I'm in your trance, and you know damn well that I don't stand a chance. Chain my heart, baby, let me go. Chain my heart, 'cause you don't love me no more. Love me bitter like a metal face, not a member of the human race. Love is much too smart. Chain my heart.
Gruesome's Unchain My Heart. They're a band from Montreal. I was talking to a band from Montreal at the Toucan a while back, and the one guy was wearing a Gruesome shirt, and we got talking about them, and apparently they're still making music these days, which is pretty cool. So I followed that up with Killing Joke 80s. Reminded me most of another guy I knew at Queens. He had a gig, if you will, DJing at Dollar Bills, since closed, called New Music Tuesdays, and it was the 80s, so that song seems to fit. A little after that, there was a fateful day at, I think it might have been Ye Olde Tuck Shop, that used to be in the John Deutsch Center, because we used to use Words back in the day, or it might have been a campus bookstore. Anyway, a guy who was in a bunch of my classes, we both reached for the same guitar magazine. I was like, oh, you play guitar? Yeah, you play guitar? Oh, yeah. Huh, I've got this band. You want to come out? I was like, oh, yeah, sure. Long story, even longer, on a tangent. I joined a band. We played around town. Most places don't exist anymore. You may have heard my stories on another show with DJ Making Bacon there. Or the show is Making Bacon, DJ Over Easy, whatever. The International Hotel, gone. That was in Gann. The Elgin Hotel, gone. The Tweeds Mirror in Tweed, gone. Alfie's, gone. Anyway, it goes on and on. Anyway, so we played around, and but it ended up, you know, we graduated. I had got married, had a child, well, one child by that time. But I'm going to play a song that we used to play that was recorded after I left, but I liked it, so I'm gonna, again, from a cassette.
So her on the bus just the other day, she smiled at me as she walked away, was transfixed by the gleam in her eye, oh, how I like to get her into my life.
Of You, named after an REM song, with When I Saw Her Smiling Face. And yes, it does end like that. It was always fun to play that live when people go, what? Yeah. It was good. It was a lot of fun. Which brings me to what I think will be my final song for the day. This is a song by a band, a Canadian band, 5440, from that Americanism, President Polk, I believe it was, 54-40 year fight when the Americans were coming down the, you know, from Alaska down the west coast of British Columbia, that bit of land that sticks down there. Anyway, this was a band that I saw, I have seen countless places in Kingston. Alfie's, R.I.P. The Manor, the Taj Mahal, Market Square, what's it called these days? The Sticky Four place? The Ale House. I've seen them all over the place. Well, I saw an open air concert at Queens once too, now that I think of it. But this song by them, Baby Ran, we played it in Ages of You, and I may or may not have in a battle of the bands at Alfie's used a mic stand as a guitar slide. But then I also played it in a later band that will perhaps come up in volume 2 of DJ Tangent, an origin story. Anyway.
Man.